The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Friday, December 17th. We'll explain a new warning about one of the COVID-19 vaccines and a decision by the FDA that could stir up the abortion debate even more. Also, three American heroes who got well-deserved recognition this week. Plus, why some schools canceled classes today, where Uber Eats is going driverless, and how a neighborhood walk is making a big difference in a lot of lives. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The rate of COVID-19 vaccinations has been going up in recent weeks. But with that, there's a new warning about the Johnson & Johnson shot specifically. The CDC now says Americans should be given the J&J vaccine only if the Moderna or Pfizer options are not an option. The concern is a rare but serious blood clotting condition. The CDC has actually known about this issue since the spring, and we've talked about it here on the show as well. Remember, federal health officials even pulled the shots back in April while they investigated. But less than 2 weeks later, they were given the all clear when the FDA and CDC said the benefits from getting the shot outweighed the risk. Now the advice is being changed again because officials say the blood clots have been happening more often. 54 people have gotten confirmed cases of this clotting problem, and 9 people have died from it. That's out of more than 29 million Americans who are vaccinated with J&J, so it is a very small percentage. Still, medical experts say the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines do not come with that risk, and they're more effective anyway. The J&J shots are still available, though, just in case someone really wants it or if they have a severe allergy to the ingredients in the other options. And Johnson & Johnson still stands by its shots. The company said while the blood clots are rare, quote, unfortunately, cases of COVID-19 are not. Symptoms of the rare clotting problem include severe headaches a week or two after getting the shot, as well as stomach pain and nausea. The FDA loosened the rules around pills taken to end early-stage pregnancies. This same medication is also sometimes used to treat women who have had miscarriages. Well, the FDA now says those pills can be prescribed through telehealth appointments and mailed to patients in states where they're allowed. Before now, the pills could only be given in person. The thing is, though, 19 states in the U.S. have laws that still do not allow the medication to be mailed. In Texas, for example, it's a felony. And those laws override the FDA decision. Women in those states could technically still get the pills mailed, but they'd have to travel to other states to pick them up. All of this is likely to add to the intense political debate over abortion. Abortion rights groups are happy about the change, saying the pills are safe, effective, and less expensive than a surgical abortion. But abortion opponents say they're worried less oversight will put patients more at risk. The FDA did leave some restrictions in place, though. The pills are still only allowed in the first 10 weeks of a pregnancy, and people do need to use certified doctors and pharmacies to get them. We have a welcome update to a story we first brought you a couple of months ago. The American missionaries who were taken hostage in Haiti have now all been released. Remember, the 16 Americans and one Canadian belonged to an Ohio-based group called Christian Aid Ministries. 4 of them are children. But on a mission trip in October, they were kidnapped by a Haitian gang that was demanding $1 million ransom per person. Now the missionary group says they're finally all free. It didn't say if anyone actually paid the ransom, but either way, locals found them yesterday and took them to a police station. They're now going through a medical check, and the U.S. State Department says they'll soon be reunited with their families. The U.S. is cracking down on China over alleged human rights abuses, surveillance, military work, and more. For starters, Congress overwhelmingly passed a bill that bans imports made by Uyghur Muslims in Chinese internment camps. China denies it has an issue with forced labor and says the camps are just job training centers needed to fight extremism. But now any business in China's Xinjiang region will have to prove their products are not made with forced labor to be able to sell them in the United States. This could have a big impact, too. The U.S. says cotton, gloves, tomato products, fishing gear, and more are all produced with the help of Chinese slave labor. Nike, Apple, and Coca-Cola are among major companies who lobbied against this bill, saying even though they strongly condemn forced labor, the measure will disrupt global supply chains. But members of both parties supported it. It now goes to President Biden, and he's expected to sign it. Separately, the Biden administration added dozens of Chinese companies and research institutes to blacklists. This means Americans will not be able to invest in them, and the companies and organizations will not have access to American exports. The businesses include developers of facial recognition technology, as well as the world's largest commercial drone maker, and more. This is all in response to mass surveillance and other abuses against mainly ethnic minorities, as well as emerging weapons technology that U.S. officials say threaten national security. President Biden gave the highest military award to three extremely brave soldiers this week. One of them was the first Black service member to receive the honor since the Vietnam War. Sadly, though, he died from burns he suffered while rescuing other soldiers from an armored vehicle on fire in Iraq. Another soldier was also honored after he died. He had stepped between Taliban fighters and an American helicopter evacuating wounded people out of Afghanistan. The third soldier was able to go to the White House this week to receive the medal from President Biden. When his military post came under attack in Afghanistan in 2013, he went directly into enemy fire. He was thrown off his feet by many bomb blasts, but amazingly, only had light injuries. And despite being badly outnumbered, he stopped the attack. As President Biden put the Medal of Honor around his neck, he told him, quote, "No one will forget how you sprang into action." Biden also thanked the families of all three service members for their strength and sacrifice. All right, we have much more news still coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. Is something stopping you from achieving your goals? I've had moments in my life where I realized fear or at other times burnout was preventing me from doing my best work and being my happiest self. But when you get to the core of what's going on, you can do something about it. And BetterHelp wants to help. BetterHelp will assess your needs and help match you with your own licensed professional therapist. And if you don't like your match, you can easily switch counselors until you find the right one for you. Then you connect in a safe, private, and convenient online environment. It's also up to you whether you communicate via text, a phone call, a video session, or all of the above. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. And of course, anything you share is confidential. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. A federal judge made an unexpected ruling about a $4.5 billion settlement. She will not let it go through. It involves the drug maker Purdue Pharma, which makes the highly addictive prescription painkiller OxyContin. The company's bankruptcy settlement was with thousands of state, local, and tribal governments that sued Purdue Pharma for its alleged role in America's opioid crisis. Purdue faces thousands of lawsuits that claim the company pushed doctors to prescribe OxyContin. Well, the judge decided there was one major flaw in the agreement. It would let the billionaire members of the Sackler family, who own Purdue, off the hook in a way. Or at least it would release them from liability in civil cases. The Sackler family made that a requirement in the settlement in exchange for the promise to give billions of dollars to help fight the opioid crisis. The judge says the law does not allow this type of exchange since the family is not declaring bankruptcy themselves. Purdue Pharma is already planning to appeal. School districts across the U.S. have canceled classes today because of threats on TikTok. Word is going around about a trend on the app referencing school shootings or bombings on December 17th. Reports say the threats on the popular video sharing app are not very specific, and local authorities do not think they're very credible, if some even exist at all. TikTok says it has not identified any videos with these types of threats, but is working with law enforcement to investigate the rumors. Either way, there's enough info out there that some schools in states like California, Texas, Minnesota, and Missouri decided to cancel classes as a precaution. Other schools say they'll have a heightened police presence today. Speaking of TikTok, and separate from the alleged threats we just talked about, the company has now announced plans to update its algorithm in the hopes of protecting young users and their mental health. It says it'll avoid showing users too much of the same type of content and viewpoints, and it'll give users more control over videos they do or do not want to see. The promise to adjust it comes after reports that the algorithm could drive users into rabbit holes of content that are tough to escape. And while the topics might be okay in a video or two, they could be harmful when seen over and over again. For example, videos about drugs or dieting. It's a pretty big change since TikTok's recommendations algorithm in general is credited as a big reason the app has become so popular so quickly. Remember when we told you the digital payments company Square is changing its name to Block? Well, now the tax prep company H&R Block is suing for trademark infringement. H&R Block argues the names are now too similar, so it could be confusing for customers. And that the new Block could try to capitalize on the trust and goodwill that H&R Block has built over decades, especially since the company that was formerly Square now owns Credit Karma Tax. So far, no comment from the new block and its CEO, Jack Dorsey. So stay tuned to see whether it's forced to change its name once again. Starting next year, Uber plans to start making food deliveries without a driver. The rideshare company announced a partnership with driverless technology company Motional. First, they're teaming up for a pilot program around the Santa Monica area of Los Angeles. Customers will be able to order meal kits that will come in a robo-taxi next year. For now, at least, there will be a human safety operator on board during the rides. This is Uber's first on-road partnership with an autonomous vehicle company. But Lyft has already teamed up with Motional to test out self-driving taxi rides in Las Vegas. That's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, a quick break for our sponsor, KiwiCo. I'm always so excited to talk about KiwiCo because we love it in our family. It makes learning fun for kids and takes the pressure off the parents to figure out what to buy that's going to keep your child busy, happy, and challenged. KiwiCo crates will cultivate your child's natural creativity and curiosity with new science, art, and geography projects delivered to your door every month. From discovering the science of magic to engineering a domino machine and more. My son Dax is a bit too young still for all of that, but we still love getting our KiwiCo crates with toys and activities that are perfect for his age and his development. And really, now is the perfect time to talk about KiwiCo because you can also give a KiwiCo subscription as a gift and it'll keep on giving with hands-on learning all year long. So this holiday, don't just teach kids how to buy, teach them how to build. Get 50% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with code NEWSWORTHY at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KIWICO, KiwiCo.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. Now back to Feel Good Friday. For 44 years, a man in the Bronx, New York, has been feeding people who don't have a place to call home. It started as an annual Thanksgiving dinner through his church. But a few years ago, Marty Rogers was inspired to do even more. Rogers came up with what he calls Hope Walks. Three times a week, he gets together with a group of volunteers to hit the streets. They all get together and make sandwiches and pack them up in bags with snacks and water just to pass out to people in the neighborhood. They stop and chat with people, ask their names, and try to make them feel comfortable. All the food is paid for through donations. And sometimes they give out even more, like hats and gloves in the colder months. One highlight for Rogers came recently when one woman, who he saw living on the street often, held up a key and told him she got an apartment. Rogers says he didn't have anything to do with it, but that he's happy she at least has some people that she can share the good news with and celebrate with. All right, we will be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode. We're recapping some of the biggest news stories of the year and some of our favorites. Then join us again Monday for your next news roundup. For now, thank you so much for listening and have a great day.